do we hear God's voice when it seems life is flipped upside down? How do we move beyond the external and internal noise and find God in the silence? What if God is waiting for us in the quiet, in the mundane, and we must simply find ways to slow down? Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Common Prayer for Friday, March 27th. We are getting towards the end of our first week together in this practice of common prayer. I hope that it's been helpful again for me. It's encouraging to know that other people are stepping into this moment, maybe at different times and in different places, but yet it's still a common practice that we can come together and just seek God and encounter God in some different ways, but doing that together. You know, this whole week, we've been looking at this idea of the presence of God. On Monday, we looked at Psalm 139, and we looked at it from two angles. We said that God is the one who is all-seeing and all-knowing of us, but he's also the God whose presence is inescapable, that wherever we go, God is there, that his very being is ubiquitous in creation, that there's nowhere where we can escape his presence. And then day two, we looked at this idea that, you know, we've been in this corona moment, we've been withdrawn from our normal rhythms and from the world in a very similar way to the monastics, in the way that they would enter into an intentional community that was distinct and withdrawn from the world. So we talked about this and prayed through this idea that we have the invitation to live into that new rhythm. And then the past few days, we've been looking at this ancient practice of a breath prayer that the church has been practicing for a very long time. And it's this idea that we can, even paying attention to the cadence of our breath, be reminded of who God is and what he's done for us. And so we've been working with this, and I hope it's been a helpful tool for you as you go throughout your days to, in moments where it seems overwhelming, just to pause, just to slow down and remember who God is. You know, as we've been looking at this idea of the presence of God, I can't help but think that it correlates so much with this idea of silence. And I want to look at this idea of silence today, and I want to do it through the story of Elijah in 1 Kings. You know, Elijah has this really fascinating moment in his life where in chapter 17, 18, 19 of 1 Kings, you know, he goes from this really intense moment of, you could call it kind of a height of ministry, where he's confronting the prophets of Baal and he's confronting the gods of Baal, and God shows up in a huge way. He comes out on top of this encounter, and it's this kind of epic moment, but yet it infuriates his enemies. And so they come at him, and he's quite literally fleeing for his life. And you see this moment now where he's from this incredible high to this incredible low. And quite frankly, he's not really in a great emotional space. And you can hear this in his prayers. And in chapter 19, he says, the Lord looks at him. He says, Elijah, what are you doing here? And it says, he replies, I've been very zealous for the Lord Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant. They've torn down your altars. They put your prophets to death with the sword. And I'm the only one left. And now they are trying to kill me too. It's one, I love the honesty of Elijah's prayer. But the reality is that not everything he says there was actually happening. It's this moment where you can sense he's so caught up in things that he can't quite see clearly. And I love that because, again, for most of us, we live in that tension where we're trying to follow God, but yet sometimes we can't see past the here and now. We can't see that God is present in those moments. And so what I love is right after this, you know, it says that the Lord said to him, go and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord's about to pass by. That God meets him in that moment of chaos, that moment of depression, that moment where his world seems to be slipping away. And he says, I'm going to bring my presence will be with you. Go and look for it. And then what happens is so fascinating, is in his fear, in his concern about what's going on, Elijah goes up to the mountain and it says this. It says, then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. See, Elijah's standing in this epic moment, and he sees this incredible earthquake. He sees this incredible wind, this incredible fire, and God is in none of those big moments, but rather it says that he's in the gentle whisper. And if your life, again, is anything like mine, it's difficult to listen for the gentle whisper. I think we're more comfortable with God in the big moments. We're more comfortable with God in those highs, in the intensity of the moment. We're more comfortable with God there, but so often it's difficult to hear his voice in the gentle whisper. And so this practice of silence, of withdrawing into the quiet, I think is such an important moment. And I think, again, that our current circumstances maybe provide a window into that. For some of you, maybe who don't, maybe you live on your own and you're a little bit overwhelmed by the silence. I wonder if it's an invitation from God to just turn your heart towards him and to see maybe what he's doing in you. For those of you who have families and roommates and kids and whoever it is that you live with, maybe the quiet's a little harder to come by and God's inviting you to find that space of withdrawal. You know, in quietness, I think what's so scary for us about that is when we finally find that silence of both the external noise and the internal noise, when we're able to quiet both of those, we begin to notice things that we'd rather not feel. There's pockets of sadness and anger or loneliness or impatience that begin to surface and rise to the top because we've been suppressing them throughout our days. And when we slow down enough to listen, all of this bubbles up. But again, for Elijah, it was also in that space that he heard the gentle whisper. As the silence settles in and it seems like nothing's happening, everything that we notice in that struggle to become silent, I think is actually an invitation to bring before God. Because God is found again in that gentle whisper. You know, our silence, I think it works on us in a few ways. It reveals our heart to us. You know, when we stop long enough to attend to our thoughts and our heart, we recognize that all the things that have been right there are finally asking for attention. And I think so often God is inviting us into that quiet because he wants to step into that space with us. You know, again, it provided Elijah the opportunity to encounter God, to access the presence of God in a different and a unique way. And so eventually, as the outer noise is eliminated, the inner noise and chaos will follow, and it too will be silenced. And then our capacity to open up wider and wider to God continues to grow. And you know, so often we forget about this idea of wordless prayer, of sitting in the presence, what Brother Lawrence called practicing the presence of God, of just being with our Creator. So what I thought we'd do today is that we would just meditate on this familiar verse from Psalm 46 that just says, "Be still and know that I'm God." Because I want to provide you an opportunity to sit in the quiet, to sit in the stillness, and just listen to maybe what God's inviting you to do. So maybe now you just begin again to settle into your chair. Begin as we have every day this week of just listening to the cadence of our breath, allowing our hearts to slow down. And as you sit in the quiet, what emotions begin to come up to the surface? Where does your mind begin to drift? Is it to fear? Is it to joy? Anxiety, stress, gratitude, faith, doubt. As those emotions rise to the surface, just hold them before God. Don't try to dodge them. But bring those before God. And listen to the words of the psalmist. Be still and know that I am God. you hold those emotions before God, just consider that maybe even God is looking at you now and saying, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still and know that I am God. Maybe he's trying to meet you in that gentle whisper. Be still and know that I am God. Church, whatever it is that you're facing, whatever the stress, whatever the anxiety, be still and know that he is God. May you feel the presence of God a little more acutely today. May you look for him not in the loud and the noise and the chaos and in the earthquake and the fire and the wind, but may you find his voice in the gentle whisper as he reminds you today to be still and know that he is God. Amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in Common Prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.